And nobody supposed to say anything. Just let me live like I want to live. But you can't live like you want to live and not suffer consequences. Consequences come. Hello, somebody. I do what I want to do, like I want to do. If I don't want to obey God, if I don't want to pray, there's some consequences behind it, my brother and sister. If I don't want to become a tither and be faithful to the commitment and just live any kind, there's some consequences behind it. You're going to want to say some things and do some things, but you are bound by what you've done in violation of the word of God. I guess I better get over here and preach to this side for a minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. But when biblical plain teaching from the word of God come, people want you to be quiet. He doesn't need to be saying that. But if I can't take my instruction from this book, where am I going to get it? You got one? Have you wrote one that's better than this one? You know something that's not in here better than what I got in here? We have been given dominion, and our children are suffering because of our slackness and commitment to this word to teach them. Children cannot be turned loose, brought in this earth and turned loose, or just let the world have them. Just let whatever the world want to show them, you expose it to them or let them have it. You can't do that. You are responsible to make sure this child is, because the scripture says, bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, the instruction and direction of the scripture as a parent over your children, that they can be programmed right or taught right. They got a spirit, and that spirit need to be educated with the word of God and not with junk. And this is why they turn out to be what they are, because we train them or allow them or turn it other things over to them that will make them be like that.
Yes, sir.
Am I right? So, God said, I want man to be like me. Can we find anything in scripture what we see people practice every day that will support God's lifestyle outside of his word? Can you find in scripture what God said, don't marry, just jump in the bed and get after it? If a baby happened to show up, just, if you don't want him, just go to the place and get rid of him. Kill him and go on and get you another one. If he show up again, dump him, kill him. No consequences, no, just do it. I'm just talking about that area. Why is our world like it is? Why is it? Because men have rejected God's instruction and inserted religion and tradition of men,
yes, sir.
Demons and devil, and the devil. And it has caused many who were innocent to suffer because they were never taught the truth about who God is. And because they have not been taught the truth about this loving God, they think God is like them. What you mean? Like their old fussing mama and unloving dad. Just like a bull in the pasture. Try to breed everything in heat. That's what a bull does. Yeah. I know y'all watch a lot wildlife. When that time come around, they fight for the right to be the head bull. Yeah. The vows in this book is out the door. We just do what we want to do. Huh? And we have all this going on, and Satan takes a heyday. He just have a heyday. Because, see, we have opened up doors that we don't even know what's coming in. And our children, our babies, suffer because of it. But I want to go. I'm going to have to close here in a minute, in just a few minutes. But I want to go into some detail in the scripture. Is that okay? That we've been created to dominate. You say what goes on in your life. And some things we give up on too quick. And some things we have to stay with and get with it and stay with it. Because just think about how many years you've been doing some stuff. Some of you have been doing the same thing ever since you've been in the earth. And you up in your 50s and 60s. And you're like me in your fourth set of 20s. Until you identify it in the light of the word and change it, it's gonna keep going. And then after you find out about it, you're gonna have to be real strong. Because boy, it's been going on that long, it did not want to change. Come on, isn't that right, y'all? Am I talking to just myself? And you got a habit that you just want to eat out of control and just eat and eat and eat. You shoot, your body gonna tell you, man, don't be cutting back on this food. It'll tell you real quick, shoot, I'm hungry. I want some more. And if you ain't a strong person, you're gonna give it some more. Like they said, Norbert Hayes said, told his body, said, if you be real nice, he said his body want the whole pie, want two pieces of pie, that's what it was. He said, if you be real nice, I'll give you one great big piece. So you and I have to learn how to dominate with words. Amen. So I'm saying all this because we're going into scripture. I'm not going to. Let me give you this one. Where was it? I wrote it down. I want to give you this statement. Here we go. Because I'm waiting to do this the next time. Let me find it. Yeah. Man was to rule. How? With words.